بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. We continue our series of purifying our hearts, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to purify this heart from any disease and only bring the good in our hearts. For tonight's topic, inshaAllah, to revolve around the muraqabah, observation, observing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. This topic mainly revolves around the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel came to him in a form of a human being and sat beside the Prophet, in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam few questions about Islam and Iman. Then he asked him about the Ihsan. And Ihsan is a word, a combination of all the good. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him, Al-Ihsan huwa an ta'buda Allah ka'annaka tarah, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Ihsan is to worship Allah Almighty as if you could see Him. And if you can't see Him, which is that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see you. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this line, this hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this concept is a great concept in a believer's lives. As a believer and a true believer, you should always worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you could see Him. And if you can't see Him, then you should know and have the full yaqeen that Allah Azza wa Jal could see you. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when a human being worships Allah Azza wa Jal, when a believer, a Muslim, worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the full and firm belief, knowing that Allah is watching him or watching her, then this servant of Allah Azza wa Jal will only obey Allah. Then this servant of Allah will only do what Allah Azza wa Jal wants him to do. Then this servant of Allah would not go near any evil or any haram to be committed, because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. When we start having the true muraqabah in our life, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that knows everything. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows what the eyes see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the eyes see, when no one would know and recognize, and no one would know except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal ya'lam ma fi anfusikum, knows what's inside you. He knows what you think of. He knows what you're intending for. He knows what's going through your mind. But when you start knowing that Allah azza wa jal knows that, then you only do what Allah azza wa jal wants you to do. Then you only follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to follow. You only do what Allah azza wa jal allows you to do, and you keep away from all the forbidden things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to do. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك, is to worship Allah azza wa jal as if you could see Him, and if you can't see Him, which that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see you. When the believers reach to that state of Iman, then they are reaching to a strong state of Iman, knowing that Allah is watching them. Everything you do, you know Allah is watching you. Everything you think of, you know Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you. These days, if you know a human being, even if he's not close to you, if you know this person is watching you, you would not even think about doing something wrong. You keep yourself away from doing something wrong. When you're at work and you know that your manager or your boss is watching you, you try and do the best job. But when he's not around, then you start slacking off. Then how about when Allah, your creator, is watching you? How about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, is watching you? And you know Allah is watching you, and then you commit the wrong or the sin, that's something bad. that's something absolutely bad. A beautiful story that I mentioned so many times about a woman at the time of Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was walking around the border, and was walking on the streets of Medina at night, checking up on the ra'iyya, checking up on the people and the believers, as it is the character of a true leader. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he hears a woman, a mother speaking to her daughter, which she's telling her to mix the yogurt, the milk, with extra water. Maybe the mass of the yogurt or the milk will increase, and then they make more money. So she said, "Oh daughter, mix the yogurt with water." So she said, "Oh mother, how can I do such when Umar forbids us to do such?" So she said, "Oh daughter, don't worry about Umar. Umar is not watching us." So she said, "If Umar can't see us, then the Lord of Umar could. If Umar is not watching us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If I'm afraid from Umar, then I should be afraid more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That's how the righteous people used to think. And that's how the believers must think. We should think always, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see us. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what we're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we're attempting for. Allah Azza wa Jal knows where we're going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we're trying to do and what we're not even doing before we even do it. For ikhwani, always put in our mind that Allah is watching us. And try and elevate ourselves to that state of having that full yaqeen, full belief that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. When you reach to that state, ikhwan, when you reach to that state of strong belief and iman that Allah Azza wa Jal indeed is watching us, then that's when you really start tasting the beautiful taste of iman. That you're really worshipping Allah because you love Him. And you worship Allah because you fear Him. And you worship Allah because Allah exists. And you worship Allah because Allah could see you. And you worship Allah because Allah deserves to be worshipped. When you reach to that state, every believer should push themselves to try and reach to that state. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the greatest paradise. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, isn't the reward of the ihsan except the ihsan? And the ihsan is the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal says, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَاءُ لِلَّهِ وَمُحْسِنٌ فَلَاهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And those who submit and surrender to Allah azza wa jal, submit and surrender their faces to Allah Almighty, and they are muhsineen, they are muhsineen who are on the ihsan, fear Allah azza wa jal, and do the righteous of deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the right best of rewards, and there is no fee or harm on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no fee or harm on them. And also Allah azza wa jal says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Allah describes the believers, the companions, how Allah is pleased from them. And they are pleased from Him. Why? Because they fear Allah. And indeed, when you fear Allah, you know Allah is watching you. And when you know Allah is watching you, only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. And those who get the husna from Allah, the good from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah keeps them away from the hellfire. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those who fear Him and those who do the ihsan, those who have ihsan, those who have ihsan in their hearts, and those who act upon the ihsan. So the ihsan, my brothers and sisters, is to have it in your heart. To have it in your heart, to know Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you from your heart. And when you reach that state, you remember what Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّتِي يَبْصِرُ بِهَا وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And my servant is still getting closer to me. And my servant is still getting closer to me with the non-obligatory worships. Until I love him. And when I love him, I become his sight that he sees with, his hearing that he hears with, his hands that he touches with, and his feet and legs that he walks with. And if he asks me, I'll give him in return. And if he asks protection from me, I'll protect him. These are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith al-Qudsi. And what does that hadith mean? That when you fear Allah, and you know Allah is watching you, then you only hear what Allah allows you to hear. You only see what Allah allows you to see. You only touch what Allah allows only allows you to touch, and you only walk to a place where Allah Azza wa Jal allows you to walk to, and that's how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala becomes your hearing that you hear with, your sight that you see with, your hands that you touch with, and your feet or your legs that you walk with. That's when you start becoming close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Get close to Allah Azza wa Jal with that. How do we reach to that state? One of the greatest ways that Allah Azza wa Jal praised the believers in the Quran al-Kareem is contemplating about Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Always thinking great of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who think about Allah Azza wa Jal, يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Those who think about Allah Azza wa Jal, think about the creation of Allah, think about the creation of the heavens, think about the creation of earth, think about the creation of all creations. They think about it. And when they start realizing how great this creation is, then they realize how great the Creator is. When you think about the greatness of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, you realize the greatness of the Creator, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When you see the greatness of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, it comes to your heart and your understanding that Allah Azza wa Jal is above that, and Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than His creation. So you think, you contemplate, you constantly think, before you go to sleep, you think about Allah, and you think about the greatness of Allah, you think about the knowledge of Allah, you think about the powers of Allah, you think about the strength of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then that will increase in your heart. When that knowledge increases in your heart, then you start increasing and you get closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and your observation increases. So when you constantly think about Allah and think about His greatness, that's when your observation, your muraqabah, becomes stronger. Also, judging yourself, constantly judging yourself. When you commit a wrong or a small sin or a major sin, it does not have to be a major sin, but even if it's a small or minor sin, you judge yourself. You judge yourself. You judge yourself and ask yourself, you just committed a sin that Allah Azza wa Jal had saw you committing it. You just committed a sin in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You just committed a sin in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, innahi after Allah Azza wa Jal will bring His servants forward. And Allah Azza wa Jal will cover one of His servants and say to him, "Oh my servant. Oh my servant, you committed such a sin on that day, at that place, and you thought no one was watching you, and I am the Lord of this universe was watching you. Oh my servant, you committed this sin at that place, at that time, and you thought there was no one watching you, and I am your Lord, the Lord of this universe, I was watching you." Then this servant will start looking around, thinking that Allah Azza wa Jal had embarrassed him and opened up to people to see him. Allah Azza wa Jal will tell him, "Oh my servant, I covered it for you today. I'll cover it for you in your life, and I'll cover it for you today, and I'll forgive you, go to the paradise." This is the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. But at the same time, Allah is watching us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what we're doing. So if we commit a sin, whether it's minor or major, should remind ourselves that I just committed the sin in front of Allah. And I should be very sad, and I should be very remorse over committing this sin. And I ask Allah for the forgiveness. And then when I commit that sin, I'll repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that by Allah, I repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness over 100 times in a day. And this is the Prophet of Allah, when he's the one that never used to commit the sins. So when you commit the sins, you judge yourself and make yourself feel so upset about it, and then you repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. So my brothers, think about Allah. Always think about Allah and the greatness of Allah. A man comes to a scholar and tells him, "Give me an advice that will stop me from committing the haram." So this scholar will tell him that when you want to think about committing the haram, when you think about committing the haram, do not eat from the food of Allah. Do not drink from the water of Allah. So this man said, "How can I not drink from the food of Allah and all the food is the food of Allah? And how can I not drink from the water of Allah when all the water is the water of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala?" So this scholar told him, "How could you commit the sin and eat from Allah's food? And how could you commit the sin and drink from Allah's water?" And then he told him, when you want to commit the sin, go to a place where Allah can't see you. He said, "Subhanallah, where can I run to when Allah could see me and sees everything and sees everyone?" Then he said, "How could you commit a sin when Allah is watching you?" How could you commit a sin when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? And then he told him, when you commit the sin, when the angels of death come to take you, tell them, I don't want to come. He said, they would never listen. Then he said, How could you commit the sin? I story about a Bedouin man who was so interested and had so much desires for a Bedouin woman. And one day he followed her during the night to go and commit the sin with her. So he went to her and he said, no, it's only us and no one could see us. So she told him, go and make sure that everyone is asleep. So he went and made sure everyone is asleep. And then when he came back, she told him, go and make sure that Allah is asleep. So he knew Allah Azza wa Jal is watching him. And it's for him to be more shy from Allah Azza wa Jal than people. So he left where he was contending to. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Allah Azza wa Jal does not sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get tired. Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and knows what we do before we even do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us wherever we are, at whatever place we are, at whatever time we are. Allah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah could hear the ant under the dark rock and the dark night. Allah Azza wa Jalla could hear the ant walking when me and you can't even hear it when we stand next to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see, and Allah Azza wa Jalla could hear everyone committing something. So remember my brothers, remember my sisters, how could we commit such a sin? How could we commit such an offense? How could we do something that disobeys Allah when we know Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us? Let's repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind ourselves that we are there, that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us. And always think about the greatness of Allah. Always think about the greatness of Allah and be from those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal sitting, and those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal lying down. Those remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think about the great creation of Allah from the heavens and the earth. And then they say, oh Allah, glory be to you Allah. Forgive us and save us from the hellfire. So my brothers and sisters, remember Allah is watching us. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see us. If you can't see Allah, Allah azza wa jal could see you in return. Allahumma aj'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl. فيتبعون أحسن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين